Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Monday, 12-12, the 12th day of December 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up today, wow, there is just so much incredible news here that we're going to be breaking down. Glenn Spencer joins us for 30 minutes in the next hour. Really one of the leading experts on what's happening with the border in this country and the North American Union security perimeter being set up. Big developments where drones, including Predator drones, are being used by police departments with the Air Force for things like hunting deer out of season or speeding in the Dakotas, but they won't use them on the borders to stop the drugs being brought across and other things. Of course they won't, because they're laundering that drug money through big U.S. banks. And then, in studio, pharmacist and individual who's just got amazing information, Aaron Dykes has followed it, along with other research he's done, and I lost like 50, 60 pounds. It's incredible. I've been just following it really more intensely for about a month, and I've already lost 10 pounds. Just incredible. But it's not just about weight loss, it's about health. Ben Fuchs is here in Texas. He'll be in studio with us today in the third hour. Okay, that said, wow, what incredible amounts of news we've got here. We've got the military and different paramilitary forces being trained and prepared for the American people. I have a stack of news along that front. TSA thought woman's back brace was a money belt. We're beginning into that. LA Times, police employ Predator drones, spy planes on home front. Air Force against the American people. Oh, yeah, when Texas got six new $600,000 speedboats, I had the headline, Texas Navy expanded in war against population. Because that's what it is. It's all about keeping us safe. Yeah, well, you put the fluoride in the water and the GMO. No, you may be told that as your little propaganda operating system in your mind, but that's not what's happening. U.S. protest boosts sales and fears of sonic blaster, laser blasters, sound blasters, microwave blasters. They're all getting delivered to be used against the enemy. That's us, the American people. Here's another one. Police to test laser that blinds rioters. Continuing here along these lines. Undercover cops spied on occupied L.A. in search of domestic terrorists. Raw story. That is all coming up here on the broadcast today. And then, of course, from the desk of Infowars.com, and Paul Watson, report Iran to practice closing Strait of Hormuz. They've already threatened it. Some estimates are $200 to $500 a barrel. Closure of key choke point would send oil prices skyrocketing $300 to $500 a barrel, the headline reads. We'll be going over that report coming up in the next segment. Also, U.S. NATO troops reported on Jordan's border with Syria. Well, they've already brought in NATO al-Qaeda forces in mass into the country. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. And continuing, Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. That's Senator Levin coming out and saying that. And the reason this is important, in fact, I forgot to do this. During the break, will you guys print the thing from 2 weeks ago? White House lawyers, president has power to kill citizens. Because I want to, all these civil liberty groups are like, oh, he says he'll veto it. Turns out he had the provision to indefinitely detain Americans put in so he could have his cake and eat it too. We'll break that down and a lot more coming up. Key transmission straight ahead. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we've got pharmacist Ben Fuchs with amazing information joining us in studio in the last hour today. It is 12-12, the 12th day of December, 2011. I am your host, Alex Jones. We've got Glenn Spencer, who has been exposing our open borders and the North American Union plan for more than two decades. And now it is all completely in everyone's face. They've announced the North American security perimeter. They have announced through a new border deal the integration of all three countries, just as they started Europe as a so-called trade deal, then a border security deal. And even 15 years ago, if you talked about a European Union, you were called a conspiracy theorist in Europe. They kept saying, no, it's not a union. No, it's not a union. It's just an economic development zone. It's an agreement on steel tariffs. It's an agreement on security. It's an agreement on integration for the flow of goods and services. And then 2 years ago, Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, we played the clips here, comes out and says, we're setting up world government through this economic crisis. And they had the outgoing British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, come out and say the same thing. Played that clip. Al Gore said the same thing. Played that clip. George Soros said the same thing. Played that clip. I mean, I played clip after clip. They're in Fall of the Republic. Clip after clip. Clip after clip. We should probably do another newscast on the nightly news and then re-air it here. Just showing all the announcements of world government and how they were going to set it up, and how they were going to use derivatives and economic implosion. And then now, here's the world government. I would talk about this. I had Nightline here. Was it earlier this year or late last year? I don't remember. And they're like, so you believe there's a world government being formed by megabanks? And I said, no, I don't believe it. That's like saying I believe in Lucky Charms. No, I know that world government's being set up, and I'd like to come show you some clips. The anchor of ABC Nightly News, who was here, he's the weekend anchor, he said, I'm not going to look at it. And I said, come on. And he said, okay. And I played some New World Order world government clips. And he said, well, they're talking about a different type of world government, and smiled at me. And then I went to dinner with his crew, and they were all nice people, nice on the surface, but it's still funny to them. And of course, they were nice to me because they said, oh, you're very successful. You reach millions of people. You know, I mean, at that colleague level, they were nice to me and were respectful. But it was, they knew they worked for one system, and I worked for what they call the losers, the American people, people that want freedom. You know, to them, it's a foregone conclusion, world government. But then they know they're not supposed to admit it's going on or say it's a bad thing. And it was really creepy. And the piece they did wasn't even that negative. It was just, here's a guy who believes in world government, and but he believes it, and it's only his belief, and basically it isn't true. So they just have that appeal to authority that we're ABC News, and we believe if we just make fun of this guy, people will listen to us, and that's not really the case anymore. That's not really the case anymore. You know, I raise the North American Union issue because Paul Watson's written articles out of quotes in major European newspapers where people like Etienne Davignon, the head of the Bilderberg Group, Viscount Etienne Davignon, and others say, we set up the euro to take over the sovereign countries through financial debt. You can pull these quotes up, and founders of the euro from 1957, quotes in the 80s and 90s, one is in the BBC about, we set it up to take over and get rid of the country's sovereignty. I mean, I was listening to Bloomberg Financial TV on XM a few weeks ago, driving along at about 11 o'clock at night, been working late, and I actually heard them all, I've heard it many times, say, yeah, it's undemocratic what we're setting up in Europe. And yeah, Wall Street and the big mega banks are actually taking it over and getting rid of their sovereignty. And that's actually a good thing that people not be able to vote their way out of this once they're into this. And they went on and basically just bragged that there's now going to be a move, and then I went home and pulled it up. It was in the news, to get rid of the football teams, the national football teams, being named after Italy or Spain or Germany or France or the Netherlands or England. But they're now going to have Euro, you know, T-Rex, Euro Crusader, Euro whatever the mascot is. They're debating making the teams not have the name of Spain or Italy or England, but have a new name. Like you get rid of the Houston Oilers and you call them, the Texas Titans, but it won't be Texas Titans. It would be EU Titans. Because they don't want any form of nationalism. Because the system they're replacing the nationalism with has none of the checks and balances that were built in to that national system. It's not saying that national system was perfect. It varies country to country, but under this new global system, there's nothing to even identify. It's just these corporate boards that tell the nation states what to do and are now going to get rid of them. They're saying, don't worry about the new EU unelected bureaucracy because we're just going to start phasing out your state governments within your national government and then cut back the size of your national government and finally just get rid of it and make it administrative. In fact, I covered this 2 weeks ago. It's actually back there in the control room. Well, somebody go get me The Economist. It's back there in the other control room, or maybe in my office now. It's somewhere. No, I think it's back in the control room. I showed it on TV, but I want to show it to you here because I keep remembering it and then wanting to show it to you because it's here in the office. Again, I showed it on TV, the quotes. If you're a new listener, it's this month's Economist, or is it last month? I know it's got a jungle on the cover. And it says, well, yes, autocratic technocrats are taking over, and rule by experts is the way to go, not national auto-determination. And, of course, that's a quote by David Rockefeller in the 90s when he thanks the media attendees, what was it, 1992, in D'Avignon, France. And he says to him, you know, the rule of central bankers and finance capitalists is much, much, much more to be desired, to paraphrase it, than the auto-determination of NATO states, of, it's a Freudian slip, of nation states. And of course, then they set up NATO to militarily take over that. That's why I had the NATO point. But Sarkozy, we need Britain, but there are no two Europes. And, of course, that's because Cameron is preparing to defend his veto. See, England, since the Treaty of London in the 1947, and then they had 10 years later the Treaty of Rome in 1957, which I've read, and you can read, it's online, that created the European Economic Community. Oh, you found it. Thank you. And Once they had set that up, then they could start having the traders in the governments transfer the power out to the unelected bureaucracies. And now they're to the point where Lord Monckton has corrected me, and the London Telegraph has also come out with the numbers. 82% of all national laws in the United Kingdom, Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales, you name it, all those sub-states, 82% of all of their laws are now made, this is key, are now made by the unelected bureaucracy of the European Union. And your country, just like in the UN model of NGOs, gets to elect members of the EU Parliament, but the EU Parliament can only debate things and put a recommendation to the permanent bureaucracy, and all of them are either eugenicist scientists or Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, or Bank of England types. All of them. And then now they're saying, well, Spain's not doing what we want, Italy's not doing what we want, Ireland's not doing what we want, we're just going to put our new leader in. And you see this in Greece, you see this in Italy, where they actually put members of the European Central Bank from the bureaucracy, and it's admitted in the news, they say, rule by bankers. Now, I have here in my hands the articles where Cameron's coming out against this, and why is he doing this? Well, it's a sophisticated double game. The elites in England help set up, on record, the European Union with the Treaty of London and the Treaty of Rome. And now Germany and France want this expanded super euro to actually have some power by Germany and France, not just by the bureaucracy. And so Cameron is saying, no, I'm going to veto this. Because they want basically pure banker power and for it to stay in the city of London, within London, the financial district, instead of going to Luxembourg other areas and then some of the Frankfurt in Germany, some of the other big financial centers. So that's the whole debate. And I saw a Time magazine headline last night. It was such deception. It said, Cameron bucks city of London. And I thought, man, I must be living in the Twilight Zone. That's a very bold lie. So I even went and looked up the British papers. They admitted defending the city of London's hegemonic control over world finance. Cameron, you know, outrages Sarkozy and Merkel. Every article, just hundreds of them linked there. And I read five or six just to make sure I was correct. And I tell you, they feed us pure disinformation here in the U.S. Yeah, here's that Economist. And this was the November 19th or 25th edition. It's weekly. The magic of, it goes through how migrant business networks are reshaping the world. That's the cover. And then it's got the quotes about getting rid of sovereignty and freedom. How great it is.
Day after day, alone on a hill. The man with the foolish grin is keeping.
We are seeing incredible historical things unfold right now. I mean, here's the headline. Sarkozy, we need Britain, but there are no two Europes. French President Nicolas Sarkozy admitted on Monday the European Union was now a two-speed alliance, but insisted that Britain would not be forced out of the bloc's single market. No, why should you? You're already making 82% of the laws in England. The members of the UK's delegation to the EU Parliament admit they don't have any power in it. So, of course, I mean, you've already basically taken England over. And people say, well, wait a minute, you were just saying England helped set up the EU. The elites, the globalists, the imperialists, the anti-free market monopoly men have used England and its military and its people as an engine of global domination for 300 years. And it's the same thing now with the United States the last 50 or 60. We are controlled by these special interests. And right now, they're just different arms of the same system jockeying with what's left of national sovereignty and different sub-elites for who is going to come out on top. But they agree on the global government. They agree on destroying the family. They agree on the carbon taxes. They agree on getting rid of their borders. They're just using the vestiges of national sovereignty to try to get better positions on each other. This is how they're developing the New World Order. David Cameron, UK Prime Minister, will on Monday defend his decision, that's today, to veto a new EU treaty to enforce fiscal discipline in the Eurozone amid warnings from his coalition deputy that it could leave Britain isolated and marginalized. And this is austerity. And they don't cut even your private pension funds. The government is taking them over in Portugal and other areas. And use that to pay off government debts. Of course, that's pure thieving as well. It's given to the mega banks that set up the euro and who created the derivatives. Most of this, over 90%, is their debt. And the only country to say no, and I know I talk about this a lot because it's key, is Iceland. For over a year, they protested, they demonstrated, they stopped paying their regular taxes, they started taking over banks and sit-ins. The police figured out they had no future. They got behind the people. Game over. And overnight it turned out, oh my gosh, when they finally forced the finance minister out, 90+% was at 92-93% was not owed by the people, the 400,000 of Iceland and of Reykjavik, their main capital city that has most of the population in it. They were not debt serfs. See, the globalists wanted to bring them into debt to get all their natural gas, their oil, their incredible resources. That if you break it down, each Icelander is worth tens of millions of dollars. If you just look at what's been discovered in natural resources and fishing and oil and metals and everything. But the bankers wanted to get them into bondage. So they had their finance minister get deep into debt, investing the country in derivatives and tying the country's overall wealth and debts into the private banking consortium and the Bank of England's own debts. And then the media in Iceland played along with the hoax and said, oh my gosh, you all owe around $400,000 apiece. And England had headlines, remember last year, of Icelanders are terrorists, may not be allowed to fly on British Airways or ever go to the continent of Europe if they don't pay their debt. And they just said, we don't owe it, we know it's a fraud, and then it all came out it wasn't their debt. Came out earlier this year, what, back in January, that Ireland, fastest growing, best position in Europe, entered the euro after multiple votes, finally voted themselves in. Most countries didn't have that choice. If you believe the election, they voted it in by a narrow margin after trouncing it just a year before. And suddenly they go, you know what? You aren't doing well. You are bankrupt, and we've got to raise your taxes. And then even their own finance minister came out and said, it's best for Ireland to be run by foreign banks. That was a quote on TV, and the BBC carried it. Just plain view, it's best to be run by foreign banks. And it turned out there again, 90+% of the debt was not Irish debt. Their government signed them on to too big to fail. Remember too big to fail in Europe and here? Now you never hear about too big to fail. You never hear about the tens of trillions of debt we've been signed on to. The 1,500 quadrillion total. No. It's always about, oh, we have a $14.5 trillion debt. We've given the banks over $28 trillion in bailouts we know of. $16 trillion of it going to foreign banks. Oh, but you never hear about that. You only hear about how you've got to have your taxes raised. You've got to pay more for your water and your power. You've got to do all this for austerity. Now, when we come back, here's the big report, the big news. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. They wanted it in the bill.
Keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame.
Monday through Friday,
United Socialist States of America.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, thank you so much for joining us. In my hot little hand, we have some interesting information, and I'm going to be doing more on this later in the broadcast today. Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder, is coming to Austin on Tuesday. And, you know, I'm not afraid to go down there and protest him myself. I don't like getting in the presence of these wicked, wicked devils anymore. And he certainly is as wicked as the day is long. It's just that it's not that I'm even so much tired. but that it is mentally painful to actually gaze upon them. When Attorney General Janet Reno came to the University of Texas and spoke in the big auditorium, I got up and got up to the microphone because I knew how to sit down towards the front and jump up when they went to questions. And I was third or fourth asking questions, and I brought up the congressional hearings had shown that Delta Force was there shooting the Davidians and that the FLIR footage showed it, and it made Reuters, AP, and a bunch of other publications. And, of course, there's famous footage of that online where she starts shaking uncontrollably. That was before she really had the Parkinson's bad and before they had said that in the media, and she wasn't shaking. I started asking the question, and, boy, her hands were just shaking full on. Then she gave me this demonic smile, but I have got so much to do. I've got the nightly news tomorrow. I've got all of it, but I'll probably end up going down there. Everybody needs to be there, and obviously as soon as I get there, they'll have cops sit on both sides of me, and they'll try to tell me that I'm not allowed to get up and ask questions, and they'll let all the other media in, but it'll try to stop us. So we're just going to call UT. They always have a big setup of media down front. We'll call the media, call the UT media department, say we're on the local radio, 590 AM, and we're on local TV, and we're media. You can't block us. We're coming down there with our cameras. And, of course, there's no rule against videotaping, but they always have control freaks tell you you can't. They can't stop all of us with our iPhones, the rest of it. Be there tomorrow. And I've been on the University of Texas website. They do not say when he is going to be there. They say doors open at 5:15. So I would imagine that probably means he's speaking at 6 or 7. Just get down there at 5:15 and get in the front first couple rows. Attorney General Eric Holder, you know, the guy caught lying to Congress and shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. CBS News got the memos last week, or a week and a half ago now. Oh, the guy who wanted to run a false flag terror attack that got thousands of Mexicans killed, hundreds of Americans, including three police officers and three Border Patrol. It's up to six now. And we all know the six cops is better than 1,000 Mexicans or 100 Germans or 10,000 Chinese or 10 million Mexicans or 10 million Americans. Of course, I'm being sarcastic there, ladies and gentlemen. The life of a U.S. citizen, a Mexican citizen, a Russian citizen is just as valuable as a police officer or Border Patrol. But the media normally hypes it up, though, when cops get killed. And it's terrible when police get killed. The point is that why aren't they talking more about this time? Because they don't want it discussed. Attorney General Eric Holder is scheduled to speak to University of Texas students on Tuesday evening. This little visit is from the Republicans, is sure to garner a much positive media attention and buzz from students. But there are many reasons we can't let the Obama administration message to these young minds go unchallenged. Here are three offhand. This is the Travis County Republican Party. Mr. Holder is against Texas drawing up its own redistricting plan. He aggressively opposes the voter ID bill our elected legislator passed this season. And get this, he is for plans to involve the United Nations in elections in the U.S. Yeah, that was in AP and Reuters last year talking about Arizona. Now, let's stop there. Isn't it funny? The Republican Party of Texas and of Travis County does not mention here Fast and Furious. Does not mention lying to Congress. Does not mention that. They're telling Travis County Republican Party people and the young Republicans to go down there and protest him over redistricting and a bunch of inner party garbage. How about you go down there and say you are a criminal who's been caught perjuring to Congress and caught shipping guns into Mexico and narcotics back into this country? I'm glad that Richard Reeves, who works here in the office, brought this to my attention. I didn't know about this. I'm glad listeners emailed him. I guess the rest of us missed it. But we have some other articles about it we can put on screen here. There's an Austin American Statesman article on it and a couple others. It says, University of Texas welcomes U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to Austin. Isn't that just precious? And it goes on. We're going to track more of this and learn more. Come and take a stand against the Obama administration and let's change some minds about elections integrity. And it goes on from there in this piece. to say, don't forget our Christmas party, the Republican Christmas party, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Andy Hogue, Communications Director, Travis County Republican Party, at andy.tcrp@gmail.com. How about, oh yeah, print that off for me, thank you. Or blow it up so I can read it, thanks. How about you go down there and go after him on something that makes Watergate look like an act of saving the children or something. Again, it says the doors will open at 5:15 p.m. Large bags, backpacks, and cameras will not be allowed in the auditorium. There will not be a reception following the program. Ah, isn't that just precious? But you know, ABC, CBS, and NBC Local, they'll all be in there because they're dutiful little servants who will show his anti-gun, anti-Texas, anti-national sovereignty UN speech about having the UN run our elections. The UN that runs around murdering people worldwide and is routinely caught doing it. And my head is spinning at this point. Well, they can't stop your iPhones. You know, I'm not a litigious person, but Rob Dew here in my office is suing Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for arresting him for no reason at the G20. He has it all on tape. He's up on a hilltop videotaping him, billy clubbing women on bicycles for no reason, students who dare eat in the park at 8 o'clock at night. And they come up and arrest him and then go tie him up at a military base all night in the rain, basically, while they strip searched other people and laughed at him. And he saw trucks driving in with people with bags over their heads. And, I paid for the lawyer and stuff with the case. But then he went ahead with Stuart Rhodes and filed suit against him. But you know what? I need to call University of Texas and say, you know, you're taxpayer funded, you group of larcenous crooks at the top with your $100 billion permanent fund and all the rest of it. We know you're a big Ponzi scheme there, giving people degrees they'll never be able to use on average. And that the football thing is the only thing that, you know, even operates at the university as a front. It's certainly not the university my grandfather went to and ran track for and was roommates with. It's just an interesting factoid. Who was the Dallas Cowboys first coach? Tom Landry. Yeah, he was roommates with Tom Landry. I mean, I'm nothing against University of Texas. I've had family going there since it was founded. But it's not the University of Texas anymore. It's nothing but an envelope, a Ponzi scheme to have media takeovers, football team purchases, baseball team purchases. It's just a front. It's just another leveraged buyout hedge fund. And this hedge fund, with their chancellor and the rest of them who sit around at their board meetings in giant gold thrones. I'm not kidding. Look up their meeting room online. They sit around in gold thrones, jacking up the parking and the tuition and everything else. And then they're saying no cameras will be allowed because we're God. Just 5 years ago, cameras were allowed. They won't be able to stop everybody going in with your iPhones and your droids. They're not going to be able to stop you. They don't want people seeing his lordship be heckled. Nothing embarrassing for him. Nothing can embarrass his lordship. Everybody's got to be down there tomorrow. Oh, man. It's very painful to be around sniveling university police on power trips and the political department's little minders that in their little suits who are practicing boot licking and all the rest of the sycophantic groveling that these little pimps engage in. Again, it's just being around them and looking at them is so disgusting. And to watch Holder slink in like the dirty mobster he is, it just grates on me. I need anger management. I don't need to be in their proximity. And so I'm leaving it open, but I have a sneaking suspicion I'm not going to be able to control myself. I'm going to have to go down there because I can only take so much of this. And I was going to get into the other big news here, but this really blindsided me during the break, being given this information. And I feel physically ill right now, even imagining them. watching the cops, how they get off on acting like you're evil and you're a terrorist and getting off on kissing up to the corruption and all of the political prostitutes that are in the LBJ school of public affairs and all the CFR and Trilateral Commission that are in that nest and the former NSA development and all of them, the former NSA directors there, all there just loving the evil. I mean, it's like being able to teleport back in time and going to a Nuremberg Nazi rally in 1937. I mean, I know these are evil people. This is the eugenics ruling class that is designing the GMO to sterilize us and give us cancer. That's putting the hundreds of toxic poisons in the water, including radioactive isotopes, on record. That is running UN extermination and sterilization programs worldwide. To be in the same room with the main architect of the Oklahoma City bombing, it is... I deserve a few fringe benefits. I mean, I've been on the front lines for a long time. And I fight hard. I work 10 to 12 to 14 to 16 to 18 to sometimes 24 hours a day. On average, I probably work 14 hours, 16 hours a day. And as a general in the fight for liberty, sometimes I just don't want to be near the devil. I do not like it. And it is painful to watch all those people kiss the butt of a murderer. I just don't like it. Be honest with you. I bet Arde Saveda will be there, looking on adoringly. They all just worship power. You know, those aren't just words. Attorney General, nobody else wants to say them. He's a murderer for shipping the thousands of guns into Mexico, knowingly killing people, including police officers. And he's a liar and he's committed perjury. But he ran the cover-up of Oklahoma City and ran the federal agents that we know were there on the ground. And we have their hotel receipts. And we carry the new film that just came out, A Noble Lie, that breaks it all down and has the interview with the mother of the cop that witnessed it all, Terrence Yakey, and the head grand juror, Hoppy Heidelberg, who was threatened with firearms by the FBI to stop calling witnesses. And a lot of people have been killed over this. It's not fun to get up here and say this person is involved in Oklahoma City up to his eyeballs. This is a scary person. And it's not that I'm even scared of him. I'm here calling him out on air. It's just that don't I get any little vacations? I mean, I am having a moral struggle right now. I do not want to go down to UT tomorrow. And I know you don't want to either. But, you know, we got to go down there. Man. I'd rather stick my hand in a blender when it's turned on than be around these people, man. Because when you know you're dealing with a killer and you know they think it's funny, God. And again, it's not even being around the killer that's the problem. It's watching the red carpet for them. It's watching the religious worship of the demon. That I have trouble dealing with. Eric Holder coming to University of Texas tomorrow. Doors open at 5:15. I would imagine he's probably going to speak at 6 then. Notice they don't even say when he's going to speak. I guess his security detail doesn't want anybody knowing. Because after all, the American people are the terrorist. Coming up after the break, Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. And they've been doing it for decades. They love taking people like Congressman Hansen and others that almost got rid of the IRS, and they drove him around off and on for months till his feet all popped and exploded, and the bones were sticking out and rotted and got gangrene. They thought that was real funny. They made him defecate in his pants for weeks on end. That's the kind of people our government is, just murdering scum, absolute filth, directly out of the pit of hell. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. White House removed language that would have protected Americans from Section 1031. How do we know this? The main sponsor of the bill, Carl Levin, has come out and said, don't blame us, Obama asked for this. That was kind of like with Senator Dodd years ago. There was a provision in there. And then the government, the president criticized him. And he said, well, you asked for this. what was it? It was the provisions for immunity for the big banks in the stimulus package. And then Obama criticized Dodd and said he had added it. And then Dodd came out and said, here's the memo from the White House asking me to add it. Well, the same thing happened with Carl Levin. See, there's no honor among these criminals either. And he has come out and said that it was Obama who required indefinite detainment bill to include U.S. citizens. I'll play that clip. And then who are the terrorists? Army post job for internment specialist following KBR call for FEMA camp subcontractors. On top of it, a new ad for domestic thugs and ghouls to run the little vampire facilities. And then I have that other stack of news where Homeland Security infiltrates Occupy Wall Street looking for domestic terrorists. Air Force working with local police in the Dakotas uses predator drones against citizens. They're now rolling out lasers, sonic cannons, and microwave guns against the American people en masse as the bankers literally rob everything, including everything nailed down, while jacking the food and water supply with poison and shipping guns into Mexico. Seriously, I learned about Eric Holder coming to town basically during a break, and so I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, when you got somebody that ran Oklahoma City, you got somebody shipping guns into Mexico, caught red-handed to blame the Second Amendment, as the memos say, this is a confirmed super wicked evil person. Eight federal agencies in federal court have had to admit they do ship drugs in, they do launder money. Man, including they got all that sex trade stuff, including in kids. And he himself is just a pimp. He himself is just a minion. You got all these bankers removed from all the stuff they do. They got henchmen like Holder that are down there doing it all. It's just ugh. And he's going to come here and be honored. It's so disgusting. And the Republicans won't even go after him. On Fast and Furious when he's caught red-handed, because Holder said a month ago, Bush was doing the same program. Drop it. And Issa said, yes, sir. Obama, it's up to you. That's the problem with corruption. Once you get them all corrupt at any level, none of them can stop each other from new levels of corruption because they're all in on it. And then it gets worse and worse and worse. Do you understand that? You can't play games with this. And I don't like having to get up here and expose murderers. They're dangerous. But you know what? The final equation, whatever, I'm in God's hands. Somebody has got to bring these people to justice because they're not going to stop. We're going to get an article out at Infowars.com. Now, I mentioned this. This is our top story today. And as usual, I don't get to my top story until about an hour into the show. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. Remember, the ACLU and others came out and said, Obama's going to veto it. And I said, wait a minute. They've put out this letter. I have a copy of that. How does the president have the right to target killing of U.S. citizens? ABC News, his lawyers came out and said, we're going to veto this because we don't want Congress to even say they have power over law. When Congress makes the laws, the president executes. I will launch wars. I will torture. I will kill. I will secretly arrest and kill U.S. citizens if I want, and I'm doing it. But the media let him have his cake and eat it, too. The media said he is a humanitarian. Really, here's Senator Carl Levin after he got heat for this. He came out last week. This is on the Senate floor and broke this down. And it's in our article. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. Here it is. The clip.
The senator is familiar with the fact that the language which precluded the application of Section 1031 to American citizens was in the bill that we originally approved in the Armed Services Committee, and the administration asked us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens and lawful residents would not be subject to this section. Is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration that asked us to remove the very language which we had in the bill which passed the committee, and that we removed it at the request of the administration, that would have said that this determination would not apply to U.S. citizens and lawful residents. I'm just wondering, is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration which asked us to remove the very language, the absence of which is now objected to by the senator from Illinois?
I'm familiar now because the senator from Michigan has shared that fact with me. I'm also...
Oh, and then the other senator agrees. Okay, they're familiar now. Now, remember, so we couldn't stop this. They made it a debate about whether it affected U.S. citizens for 2 weeks and called me a liar. And they've still got mainstream newspapers I won't even respond to last week saying I'm a liar and Ron Paul's a liar. Headlines like false alarm over a detention bill. Oh, yeah. And then once they got it through, they go, you know what? The president was for it, and it's for you, and he's going to sign it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Glenn Spencer is going to be joining us for about 20, 30 minutes in the next segment. Then I'm going to open the phones up for callers on the news I've already mentioned. Anything you want to bring up. I am sickened. It's not even hate anymore. It's just disgust at how fallen humanity is that a known admitted criminal, it's more esoteric, it has to be researched, that a Holder was deeply involved and probably the mastermind of Oklahoma City. From the deep research I've done, it's all there. But it is in your face. He shipped thousands of guns into Mexico. Didn't just let them be sold in shops to blame the Second Amendment. That's CBS News, AP Reuters, lied to Congress, all of it. And to know they're going to get away with it because he got up there like I said he would do because I knew Bush was involved. And he said, well, there were other programs Bush was running like this. So you better drop it. And they said, oh. And he's like, yeah, you think I'm just going to let you bring up that I've been doing this? See, with Bush, they were shipping the guns in to knock out their cartels that weren't laundering their money properly. And we told you that whole war was coming about 2 years before it started. Before all this bloodshed, Celica Steele and other sources we had said this was all coming. And about the bases down in South Texas training for the war, and the CIA and the troops trained at Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, now all of that has come out. And Bush just didn't then blame it on the Second Amendment. But so the only new component is he blamed on the Second Amendment. And they don't care if they got caught. They've already issued new rules that aren't even in law, which is totally illegal to gun shops to follow procedures that aren't even on the books, even after being caught. They don't care. They don't care. And now they're saying, we'll arrest citizens and disappear you if you want. Let me explain this. They're saying they can grab Ron Paul out of his house and have him disappear forever. They're saying they can grab Alex Jones out of his house and have me disappear forever. This is what's being said. This is what's being done. This is what's going on. And the tyrants think that those of you that are informed and intellectual are going to get scared and back off. And they think those that are dumbed down are just going to get further acclimated to accept classical, bona fide, 200-proof, dragon's breath tyranny. They just think you're just going to go along with it. Well, I'm not going to go along with it. And I guess in this land of cowards, home of slaves, it is seen as weird and crazy to look into these things. I mean, look at the Republican Party. And we're coming back from break and going to Glenn Spencer. The Republican Party says that they need to go to the LBJ library in the main conference hall tomorrow and talk about how the Attorney General is trying to block Texas redistricting plan and aggressively opposes a voter ID bill our elected legislator passed last season. And I guess, you know, I'm being mean here. I mean, those are issues to go after. It's and they bring up the United Nations and the U.S. to oversee our elections, which is treason. But those issues are nothing compared to red-handed in the cookie jar. Not just selling some guns and tracking them, shipping them into Mexico, shipping them into Indiana and Illinois and Tampa, Florida. And now we learn other areas. The government gives them to certain gangs and lets them go kill certain people. The gangs work for the Justice Department. The drug cartels work for them. The Justice Department and the CIA, well, it's the Cocaine Importation Agency. And now they've moved on to white slavery and little kids. I mean, you see, you folks that have signed on to this evil, you've signed on to all of it. Not on my soul. No, 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 never, never.
Texas Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. And I do have some new Eric Holder news for you. Richard Reeves called down to UT. It's going to be in the big auditorium that seats, it's got to be like 4,000 people or something. Guess what? It's RSVP only sent out to select members. And so he's got to hide out in there and spew how the UN should run Texas elections. I'm not kidding. The White House has called for that. And the UN should run our redistricting. You cannot make it up. Here's the Republican Party talking about it. And get this. He's for plans to involve the United Nations in U.S. elections, no joke. Yeah, you can just type that into a search engine. White House wants UN involved in elections, and you'll see it. So he's coming here to do that. He's an admitted criminal who lied to Congress and ordered guns shipped to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and lied about that, and then the memos got released. Because there's good people inside releasing it, and the Justice Department admits they're real memos and is now wanting to find out who they are to arrest them. It's kind of like 3 years ago, WikiLeaks, love them or hate them, they released an army manual that special ops captains in the army are given and above, and it told them how to stage false flag attacks. And then it says, you know, see this part of the course. And a false flag is, well, you're outnumbered in enemy territory, you stage a terror attack, blame it on your enemies. Incredible. Well, that's what Holder's done. You ship guns into Mexico, not just allowing them to be sold, into Mexico. When you get caught, you say, oh, we just tracked a few out of gun shops. Now it's come out in court cases. They're allowing drugs to be brought in and laundering the money. New York Times, 8-9 days ago. It's incredible. And the Republican Party itself is saying, go protest him for the UN thing. And yeah, I get you. That's bad. But we've got him. We have him. We have him caught red-handed. We have his emails from lawsuits that family members and people have sued the government over Oklahoma City. And then they've got the emails from Holder. Even back in 95, he was emailing saying, this is a D-Day situation. We've got to cover up what happened in Oklahoma City. You can read them. I mean, this is a very nasty, wicked person. And so I'm calling on listeners. I know they give it to UT alumni. I'm going to email us at showtips@infowars.com if you want to give us the tickets, or we'll buy them from you to get into the meeting. And then if they have checkpoints and are checking list and turn it into the TSA, that just shows where America's gone. And they are doing this at a lot of events now and on the highways. And it's just all about the criminals treating us like criminals so they can get away with bloody murder. You know, our borders are wide open. We're going to talk to Glenn Spencer about it in a moment. But look at this headline out of the Examiner. TSA thought woman's back brace was a money belt and didn't listen to her and went ahead and jerked it off her body. Like, what is this? It's a colostomy bag. What's that, sir? I had a surgery. I used the bathroom into that. We're taking it off, and they actually rip them out of people. And then, I'm not trying to get gross here. That's what happened. Then it spills everywhere in front of everybody, and then the TSA screams at them and says, get behind closed doors. And then, we're strip searching you now off of your underwear. You should have told me what that was. I mean, it's crazy how they act. Here's another one. Police employed border. I had a Freudian slip. I wish they were. Police employ predator drone spy planes on home front, but not on our border, helping local police with surveillance, LA Times. Here's another one. U.S. protests boost sales and fears of sonic blaster, including microwave guns, sound cannons, and here's another one. Police to test laser that blinds rioters. Here's another one. Undercover cops spied on occupied L.A. in search of domestic terrorists. Oh, but it's not terrorism when Mexican troops kill people riding on jet skis or bass boats on lakes bordering Mexico. It's not terrorism to have these type of things going on. It's not terrorism to have MS-13 killing cops. Six dead cops. You've got three connected to it, a couple with three Border Patrol, several of them absolutely confirmed, killed by guns, shipped into Mexico by the Attorney General, and he doesn't get any trouble. It's unbelievable. And now UT says, no protest allowed on UT, period. We are God. Could protest just a few years ago. Can't get in to see the Attorney General in the giant auditorium that taxpayers paid for and a state school. We are your government. We are your God. If you have tickets, you have a responsibility to go to videotape on your iPhone. Fast and furious, blood on your hands. He needs to be confronted. And if I can get tickets, I guess I'll go. They know who I am, boy, let me tell you. All right, shifting gears, Glenn Spencer is probably the premier hardcore reality-based individual who understands the mega foundations, the mega banks, the North American Union, the SPP documents where the government admits they want to shut down our borders and create one giant corporate state. And since then, they've announced the North American security perimeter. They've announced harmonization of all of our laws. It's been in the Washington Post that Mexican and Canadian troops will, quote, be used in America to deal with terrorists. At the Olympics, Mexican and U.S. troops were in Canada just last year. It's happening. This is insane. This is insane. Glenn Spencer, again, is an American political and illegal immigration activist, AmericanPatrol.com. And here's some of the articles he wants to get into. U.S. proposes unmanned border entry with Mexico to basically legalize everybody. And then it continues here. Police employ predator drone spy planes on home front, but not to stop the open borders. Yeah, they're going to have checkpoints in the middle of Tennessee and Illinois searching people's cars with the TSA out of their jurisdiction, violating every canon of a free society. Right out of Nazi Germany. It's not coming. They're now doing it. But they tell the Border Patrol they can look west or east. They cannot look both directions. And their main job is now picking up trash. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and go to Glenn Spencer. I wanted to preface it all with that. Before we get into the latest you're facing and those two articles, Glenn, what do you make of Fast and Furious? Because that ties into everything. We knew it was premeditated. Now it's hundreds of times worse than the media first said. They've been caught perjuring themselves, and CBS News got the documents. It was to blame the Second Amendment, as if we needed to have the documents to know that. Just incredible to see this, this attorney general, this traitorous government. Glenn Spencer, your view on Fast and Furious.
Well, first of all, happy holidays. I was going to say Merry Christmas, but I was afraid you might be thrown off the air. how you doing? I take a different slant at this Fast and Furious.
Hey, Glenn, are you on a headset?
No, I have a handset stuck to my ear.
It just sounds really, really muffled right now.
I'm sorry about that, but, you know, we're down here on the Mexican border. So.
No, I understand. I understand. It's just worse than usual. Talk right into that phone for me.
All right, I'm doing the best I can.
Thank you, sir. Start over.
All right. I take a slightly different look and slant and interpretation of Fast and Furious. Almost 3 years ago, I held a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., to prove that the Mexican drug war was started when we shut off the Goldwater bombing range to smugglers. And we had proof of it. And nobody would listen. And since then, I've analyzed the data, flown the border. Let me tell you something. The Mexican drug war was started when we shut down two of the major corridors that were available to the Sinaloa cartel. That got the cartels going to war with each other. But the United States government doesn't want you to know that, because the obvious conclusion, if you found out, was finish the fence and cut off the rest of the smuggling corridors. But they don't want to do that. They didn't want to blame the Mexican drug war on our fence. They wanted to blame them and divert attention to weapons. That's what this was all about. Everybody says it's the Second Amendment. That's partly true. But they're trying to blame us for the Mexican drug war when it was actually started when we cut off two major corridors. Now, you can go to AmericanBorderPatrol.com and watch my video, because I have flown that border from the Gulf of Mexico to San Diego at 500 feet with our aerial platform a number of times. And we watched that fence go in, and we watched what happened. But that's one of the reasons we're blacked out. They don't want the people to see the facts that we have. Now, that's fast and furious. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. It's just incredible to see them going to these links. What do you make of Predator drones being used in regular police activity and not on the borders now? You know, they've got drones up there, they say, for drug smuggling, but not for general border security. What do you make of this article out of the L.A. Times where they're using drones in the Dakotas with local police?
Now, what I'm going to tell you is the absolute truth. The only reason they started using drones on the border was 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago, American Border Patrol developed its own and showed that unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, could be used effectively on the border. We demonstrated it. We had our own. I won't go into all the details. We were on national television three times, and that's when they announced they were going to put the drones on the border. Our system cost $50,000. They went out and bought this Predator for $18 million. Then they found out the FAA wouldn't let them fly it in most of the border areas. Right? They have to fly above 19,000 feet. Their cameras work between 5,000 and 8,000 feet. They are a huge waste of money. It is a major scandal I have been following for years. Now, if you go on American Patrol and you look at the feature from yesterday, you'll see the typical aircraft that the Border Patrol uses cost them around $200 for each apprehension that they help make. They put these Predators on the border, and the former head of Customs and Border Patrol aircraft maintenance said it cost $32,000 per alien apprehension. And not $200, $32,000. It is a scandal of biblical proportion. Now, what do they do in order to justify, the Border Patrol justify buying these airplanes?
Tell you what, stay there, and then I want to get your general view on how the globalists plan to get rid of the borders, because we've been defeating them on many, many fronts. Lynn Spencer.
What happened?
Okay, Glenn Spencer is our guest. Decades are really exposing what's happening. The destruction of our country. Look at Europe. They're completely getting rid of their national sovereignty. Same group of banks, same groups with open borders there. And we've got Mitt Romney pushing it. We've got the other presidential candidates out there with their sanctuary cities like Rick Perry. You got Newt Gingrich, who's for totally open borders, basically. Glenn, what's your view of the different Republican candidates?
Well, you know, we're a nonprofit organization. We really can't take a political stand on these situations. So I have to speak for myself. I think Michelle Bachmann has done the best job of addressing the issue, and the rest of them fall far behind. And you know, by the way, Numbers USA that ranks all of these candidates agrees with it. She has the highest rating.
But what's incredible is that, obviously, there's 6,700,000,000 people that want to come here. They
right.
get here, and most of them get put on welfare. That's a fact. I mean, we're going bankrupt.
Right.
This has destroyed us. It obviously isn't good. I mean, do they want 100 million more people, 200 million?
They don't want any borders. They don't want the globalists don't want borders, and that's why I'm here on the U.S.-Mexico border. I don't know how long it's been since I talked to you, but we have developed it. We have been testing new technology here on the border that is going to explode on the national scene here very soon. We've had it installed on the border for a year, okay? And we've had high-tech people down here, and their eyes pop open, their mouths drop open. they see what we have done. We have developed technology that will count, detect and count everybody crossing the U.S.-Mexico border in real time, and we can do it for less than what Boeing wasted on 50 miles in Arizona. Absolutely slam dunk, we've done it, we can do it, and now you just watch what happens when they try to cover this up. But we've got some pretty powerful people that are looking at it here in Arizona. I had a state senator here last week. She is looking at this. I've had other state senators from Arizona. They're getting behind the project. We can seal that border. As a matter of fact, on AmericanBorderPatrol.com, there's a video on there. Everybody that's watched it said, oh, my gosh. Because it goes into the fact that earlier this year, Rand Corporation, one of the leading think tanks in the country, came out and publicly said, our government has no idea of how many people are crossing the border. It doesn't know. It doesn't know how to count.
But then meanwhile, they've got to set up a checkpoint in the middle of the country and grab your wife's breast to make sure she's not a terrorist because it's an imminent threat. While they're shipping guns into Mexico, it shows the war on terror is a ruse to take the American citizens' rights away. It's absolutely clear. Now, Glenn, looking at this, studying Mexico and the failed state it is, if they don't control the border, where do you see this going in the next 5 years?
Oh, there's no question. What's happening is like what's happening right now in California. The new census, the new redistricting, the Republicans are going to lose like one-third of their seats. We're going to be outvoted, right, in our own country, all along the border. They're going to be flooding across. They're going to be taking over the cops. They're going to, you know, be heading up the police department, heading up the local counties. All of this is going to happen to the point where you no longer have control of your border, and the crossings are going to increase tremendously. Right.
Well, that's
now,
what I don't get. Down on Town Lake in Austin, they've got a big observation point down there. In fact, I took photos of it. I could pull it up and read the name of the observation point. Will you guys run my phone in here, please? I took photos of it 2 weeks ago, and they've got the Mexican eagle there killing an armadillo in its hands instead of a snake. And, of course, that's saying, you know, killing Texas. And I see this art everywhere, and I'm like, I like Hispanic people, black, white, doesn't matter to me.
Right.
My whole issue is Mexico is a failed narco-terrorist state. Why would people who are really U.S. citizens, a lot of them, get into this whole La Reconquista, La Invasora, and want to be implode like Mexico, and want to have the cops pull you over and shake you down, and want to live like that? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, one of the reasons we talked today, they're putting an unmanned border entry down in the Big Bend National Park. They're going to spend $12.5 million to build a bridge and a port of entry down there. You know how many people it will serve in Mexico? 58. There are 58 people who live in that little town, and nobody within 100 miles. So our government is going to spend $30,000 per Mexican so that these people can come into the United States.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this scandal on the other side with Glenn Spencer. And then I'll even see if I can Twitter out this photo of the eagle killing the armadillo. I have a lot of trouble handling this. And you can't have the American flag on your shirt in schools in Texas and California because it's offensive. I mean, come on.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are back live. Here's Fox News article. U.S. proposes unmanned border entry with Mexico. They want to do a test at a place where there won't be a lot of problems so they can then roll it out everywhere and then just, by fiat, get rid of the Border Patrol agents and allow certain people to bring the drug packages over. Again, everything is about centralization. So the globalists want that. The bloody drug war in Mexico shows no signs of relenting. Neither do calls for tighter border security and rising fears of spillover violence. This hardly seems a time the U.S. be willing to allow people to cross the border legally from Mexico without a customs officer in sight. No, that's only for citizens to be pulled over and checkpoints and warrantless searches. No, when the globalists want open border, they get it. But in this rugged, remote West Texas terrain, we're wading across the shallow Rio Grande, undetected is not too easy. Federal authorities are touting a proposal to open an unmanned port of entry as a security upgrade. So they say it's all too easy to get across, so we'll just go ahead and make it easier for you with a bridge. And it just goes on to talk about Big Bend National Park, allowing people from the tiny Mexican town of Boquillas, I've been to Boquillas, to scan their identity documents and talk to customs officer in another location at least 100 miles away, and then they open the door. Yeah. Let me stop right there, and we're going to go back to Glenn Spencer here. I've been to Boquillas. Wow, you talk about land of the lost. Huge caves, sand embankments running down to the Rio Grande. Incredibly beautiful. And I can't describe it. Here I am trying to describe it. We took a little paddle boat across. You pay the guy in the rowboat a few bucks, and you get across. So I guess I went into Mexico illegally when I was a little kid. there's all these old wrecked cars and stuff, and I went into Boquillas, and they had dirt bottom floors. It looked like an old West town, but a real one. And just amazing. I now digress. Going back to Glenn Spencer. Glenn, what do you make of this? Why are they doing this?
Well, they say that the people in this little town, you know, used to shop at the Rio Grande Village store a couple of miles away across the border. And it's very difficult. And they bought food there because they don't have electricity in Boquillas. And so they want to build this $12 million bridge and crossing to serve the people of Boquillas. Well, there's only 58 people who live there. So we're going to spend $12 million so that they can come buy frozen food at the Rio Grande Village store. Wouldn't it be cheaper to buy them a generator so that they could have frozen food?
Well, when I was 9 years old, there were little paddle boats, little rowboats going back and forth. People are fishing there. I haven't been down there in close to 30 years, but from what I read and what you describe, it's still basically the same. Nobody's stopping those folks from coming across.
No, depending on the time of year, it is pretty easy to get across there. But I don't understand, when here we have a country that is broke, right? We don't have any money, and we're spending $12 million to make it easy for 58 people to cross the border? I don't understand that.
Well, that's like the state police are getting $600,000 boats here to harass people. I mean, the whole thing is just a joke. Government wants to bankrupt the population. It's unspeakable, and it just goes on and on. Where do you see this high-tech bridge and computer system going?
Well, there are public comments that are going in to the Department of Homeland Security, in the next, before the end of the month, you can read that report. I think a lot of people are going to criticize them. You have people who are experts at forging documents, and they're going to scan a document, and then who's going to be reading it? Some expatriate at the other end, one of these corrupt Border Patrol agents. this is insane. What is going on here? Help the people of the town. Give them $1,000 each or $5,000 to move somewhere else or buy them a generator. There's a lot cheaper ways to help them out than spending $12 million on a border crossing in the middle of nowhere.
But there's nothing down there to begin with. I have been to Big Bend in the last decade, and there's nothing down there on the other side. It's just any way they can. With these no-bid contracts and the rest of it. Glenn Spencer, what about the moves towards another amnesty plan? What's the latest on that?
Well, of course, the person who brought that up was Newt Gingrich. And but what we have to understand that what Newt Gingrich is really proposing is not people who have been here for 25 years. Newt Gingrich came out and endorsed what they call the red card solution, right? This is by the Kriebel Foundation. And the red card solution is essentially to issue a work card to everybody. Everybody. So that you don't have anybody illegal anymore. And so what they say is, in their whole, in their document, the Kriebel Foundation, that it, that Gingrich has endorsed, understand. Here's his quote. The Kriebel Foundation is a very good, has a very good red card program that says you get to be legal, but you don't get a pass to citizenship. So there's a way that ultimately you will end up with a country where there's no more illegality, but you haven't automatically given amnesty to anyone. In other words, you legalize everybody. This is what Gingrich has said. Okay? And that means you can get rid of the Border Patrol. They actually said that. You don't have to have all these Border Patrol agents on the border since everybody's legal.
Yeah, and they've actually said they'll just have them at domestic checkpoints, so now we'll be treated.
No, everybody's legal. There's nobody to check.
Yeah. Well, no, Glenn, what I'm explaining is that Homeland Security has said in hearings, and they've now done it, they're going to have checkpoints hardened, but also roving all over the country where they just where they stop you on the side of the road, search you, checkpoints, shopping malls, body scanners. I mean, that's like leaving your fortress gates open, but then saying you've got armed guards pointing knives at the throats of the villagers as they sleep inside the castle.
Yeah, so understand, that is what this guy who was running for president has said. You're not going to hear it many places, but if you Google it and go into Newt Gingrich and the red card solution, he has said that. That will legalize everybody.
No, I know. Glenn Spencer, you're doing a great job. Thanks for the update. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. There goes Glenn Spencer. Great guy. He's down there right on the border, but I would have him longer, but that phone is worse than it normally is, so I'm not going to subject people to that anymore. Okay, let me just, again, if you're a new listener, be clear about where I stand on the border situation. The globalists, the New World Order, the megabanks, the United Nations, who run around engaging in every form of pillaging, robbing, murder you can imagine, are for the end of the family, for forced abortion, for eugenics, medical care, population reduction. And they are for disarming the general public, and they run genocides all over the world. They are for using food as a weapon, and they are for open borders. And so they make it all this thing where Rick Perry's like, it's just, you don't have a big heart. You've got a hard heart. Remember his quote? If you don't give illegals in-state tuition. So somebody from Oklahoma or Louisiana or New Mexico comes to Texas. It's the same all over the country. And they've got to pay, I was looking it up, say for the University of Texas, more than double because they're from Oklahoma or New York or New Jersey or Michigan or Illinois, whatever the case is, Kansas, Missouri, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida. But that's okay because they're just Americans. You see, they've taken this idea of American hospitality to the millionth degree and political correctness. And they say, you're going to now, because in-state tuition is taxpayer financed. All the state schools, including the University of Texas, biggest university in the world, most attended, that is paid for by taxpayers. And then all the other fees and fines, that's just all gravy so they can, you know, run their hedge funds and be involved setting up the major radio networks you hear on the air today, you know, baseball teams. They're involved in everything. Just a hedge fund. Their permanent fund, all of it. And Rick Perry says you got to have a heart. Really, if I go down to Mexico, do the police have a heart when they pull my parents over when I was a kid down in southern Mexico and shake them down for money? Or how about have a heart when I'm driving on a bus for a tour of Mexico? Last time I said I intend to go down there. I might still go down there again. I like the Caribbean. And they just pulled over the bus and shook the driver down. He didn't say anything when he got back on. He was basically almost crying. But the Army just demanded all his money. Give it all to me. I mean, where's the heart there? Mexico admits they have their most draconian immigration laws in this hemisphere. 6 months to a year, hard labor, dirt floors, first offense. I mean, they treat other Latin Americans like absolute garbage. And then here's our country. The illegals get here. They are, on average, you can look these numbers up, two-thirds on welfare on top of working. Oh, yeah, they work hard. And then the government wants to give them welfare, which the government does. Why not get that, too? Why not open up welfare accounts in three different names, which the government encourages, as an incentive? I remember seeing an AP article 4 or 5 years ago where it was the big banks. It was the headline. You can probably pull it up. I read it on the air many times. It was something like, big banks waive regulations on loans for immigrants. And it said, well, you're here illegally. We know it's tough. We're just going to waive all that. I mean, I've been to Bank of America years ago. Some of our crew has. And we went down there and covered it. And if you're a citizen, you, Hispanic, black, white, Asian, whatever, you got to show three forms of ID. Even if you got a bank account there, they want two. But if you're an illegal, it's just, you got a matricula on a piece of paper, somebody you can get out of a Cracker Jack's box, boom. It's discriminatory, just like the police have to let the illegals go. If they do arrest them, they get a $5 or $10 fine. DWI, let go. Aggravated assault, let go. I mean, this is in the news. And cops, when I've seen them throwing the book at citizens for petty stuff, I say, this is wrong. He goes, well, it's our policy, and I'm being recorded, and I'm told to do this to citizens and leave non-citizens alone. Wow. I mean, you're there. See, everybody's thinking of discrimination as black versus white or something when there's all these other forms of it where they shut down your local city-owned power plant, jack up your prices so some mega company can make more money and call it environmental. How is that not discrimination? You see? And so the globalists are for open borders. You know, my dad goes once a year or so on aid missions. He's a dentist, and you know, they've got all these different organizations where dentists and doctors go down and do free medical care. And he's been all over, you know, the third world doing that, but he went to Paraguay, the green hell, right in the middle of South America, landlocked. And while he was at a soccer game, he was telling me about this when I was at his house this weekend, and I Googled it on my iPhone, and sure enough, there it was, London Guardian, where the game was canceled. He was taken to a game, and somebody threw a stick of dynamite in between the referee on a play they didn't like, blowing the guy back in the air and another person. They didn't die, but they had to go to the hospital. That's what was going on. You don't wear a watch walking down the street. Somebody will run up and grab it. They said, you don't want to give the kids balloons or any toys, all the homeless kids, because they'll get killed or beat up for it. And he was there, you know, doing all this free dental work. He actually donated a bunch of equipment he brought down there with a group of dentists and doctors he went down there with. But while he was there, he was telling me about this, and I knew about it, so I did a couple hours of research on it that night when I got home. The Amish, or the Mennonites, out of Europe and Russia in the last 100 years, about 80,000 of them down there, and they supply about half the food to the rest of the population, which is tens of millions. And they're up in the north desert area, the Chaco, which nobody could ever develop. They just wanted to be left alone. And then now they supply half the food and, you know, milk, eggs, cheese, everything to the people. And the UN has showed up and is saying they're environmental evil and trying to shut them down because they're actually trying to run slave farms in Paraguay. And everywhere you go, it's UN non-governmental mafia. They did the same thing in Mexico. 25 years ago or so, all over Mexico, UN biosphere signs, the concierge at the hotel selling you UN land. First land ever in Mexico, in a loophole in their constitution they made where you can buy land from Mexicans who it was stolen from. You know, you wonder why there's 30 million Mexicans in Mexico City. It was like 10 million 20 years ago. You wonder why there's maquiladoras all along our border. You wonder why our wages have gone down? Because the globalists that run our country have absolutely decimated Mexico and forced the hardworking, smart, good, indigenous people off their land, and then they're sent up to Mexico City and brainwashed that America did it, when it's actually the banks that have gotten America that did it. But it looks true, because in a way it is America that did it. and because we let the globalists do this, and now they're going to use the people they've uprooted. They bring them here, fill them full of anti-U.S. vitriol, La Reconquista, La Infasora, put them on welfare, teach them guns are bad, all this stuff's bad, vote for the Democratic Party, communism, basically, and that's how the globalists are going to bring the U.S. down. And that's what they've done. And then I spent hours researching the Mennonites down there in Paraguay. Some of them got there in the 1850s, more in the 1820s, 30s, and then after World War II, some more came. Because Stalin was kicking everybody off their farms and not letting you grow your own food and making you have military service. So the Mennonites, a lot of them got killed trying to leave. But the Mennonites, some of them walked out of Ukraine, walked out of Russia, got help from U.S. Mennonites, got on ships out of Europe, went all the way down, landed. Most of them ended up dying of typhoid and things. Well, you think the pilgrims, were half of them died. Most of them died and just kept in the desert, hand-digging wells, hitting salt water, moving on, finally finding the biggest aquifer in South America. Boom, built this whole system, kept their culture intact, and the UN, just type UN Mennonites Paraguay. The UN is in there battering ramming. David Rockefeller's there. The Bushes bought land just by that area. That's where all the narcotics trafficking is going on. This is openly discussed when my dad was there, but if you go research it. All of Sung Yun Moon has bought 1 million acres. They're all down there, and the UN is coming in trying to run the Mennonites out. And there's all these articles, the evil Mennonites, they turn the desert green. They're horrible. It's evil. It's unsustainable giving the Paraguayans food. It's the population's growing because of these Mennonites. The same thing with Gaddafi. Wasn't a perfect guy. I don't like him, but our government put Al-Qaeda in there. He was stabilizing all of Africa. It only takes a little bit of roads and infrastructure to build something up, and that Western information went into Paraguay and is helping them. Done ranting about the destruction of our borders and the globalist plan, but the globalists are for it, just like they're for endless wars. The UN and Latin America and in Africa publicly machine guns people, publicly comes in and takes land for the environment and kills them. I had Lord Monckton on Friday about that, re-aired it Sunday on the Sunday show that's live, but we ran a rebroadcast Sunday. All of this is going on. All of this is happening, and it's like, but it's the UN, so they're allowed to do this. The UN ran the Rwandan massacre. The UN is involved in all of this. It was set up by the robber barons through the Pentagon in 1945, by the Department of Defense. It is a front group for this global corporate managerial system. The empires of old that believed in eugenics out of Europe went underground through internationalism. And everything they do is about controlling the development of technology, blocking what they call disruptive technologies. That's anything that builds up humanity and makes individuals independent. There is a war against independence and a war against national sovereignty. And Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. are having their sovereignty destroyed just like Europe is. Now, I'm going to come back with Ben Fuchs here in studio. I haven't even given the number out, but I notice we have loaded phones. Phones are always ringing. And we'll get to everybody that's there on whatever issue you want to raise. But I've run out of time now before Fuchs gets on with us. What a treat to have him in studio. I wanted to point out to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can actually see it. But for radio listeners, you go to Infowars.com. You can get all 18 of my films on DVD. Infowars.com and In the Fed bumper stickers and a citizen's rule book for $99.95. That is 70% off the normal price. We've never had any special this low. And it's a great way to do all your Christmas shopping without fighting the crowds and the lines and educate people and support our broadcast and all the other work we do in one fell swoop. I cannot stress enough, when you purchase books, videos, T-shirts, all of it, it not only brings you to another level of understanding and give you another tool to wake people up, it funds the radio show, the nightly news, the news websites. We are the tip of the spear. We are the biggest independent media operation out there exposing the New World Order, no holds barred. and we have the most courage. You're not going to hear folks come out and call Eric Holder a murderer. He is one. He's a dangerous gangster, and I'm going to call him what he is. We need your support, so thank you for standing right beside us by supporting us and taking advantage of the Alex Jones Everything Special that we're running through Christmas. You can order, if your order is in by Sunday night, and we get it out on Monday, you can get it before Christmas guaranteed inside the United States. So again, get those orders in by this Sunday coming up, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And finally, 9 years in April. It'll be 9 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. We've upgraded it. It works like a charm now, even at peak times. High def, actual high def files in there. All of my films, expanded extras, my book, Paul Watson's book, the higher quality podcast, the nightly news that some nights is 2 hours long. I mean, you talk about work and research and high production value. It's just all poured into it. You like what we do here on the radio? You think it's informative? You ain't seen nothing yet. PrisonPlanet.tv, or find it by going to InfoWarsNews.com. We have a special, which is 44% off. You pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. That's a special I came up with years ago. We do every Christmas. It comes out to 5.3 months free, 44% off on a yearly membership, PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can share your passcode with up to five people simultaneously logged on. So it's really like buying six memberships when you get one, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And know that you support the front line of the info war against the globalists. We can beat these people. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Tyson and others, your calls are coming up here. We got Ben Fuchs, really an amazing expert on nutrition. He is a pharmacist that I know Aaron Dykes and others have put into effect with incredible results. I've put it into effect and lost 10 pounds. No, you can't tell. I'm so chubby. But that's coming up right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Tyson in Utah. Thanks for holding, Tyson. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I just wanted to share a little experience that I had in 2008. What I saw was something that led me to believe that there are either FEMA camps or detention facilities near my home. I was driving down University Avenue in Provo, Utah, and as I was driving by a rail yard, there were two pilot cars that pulled out into the street and stopped traffic. And as I watched, they were followed by some semi-trailers that were loaded with these concrete boxes. And I naturally quite curious, so I followed these semi-trailers to see what they might be hauling, and would pull on both sides of the trailers and looked really close. And it looked to me like large concrete boxes. Each had two steel doors, and they had barred windows. And
No, sir. They have those for the last decade. The government's been building them as fast as they can, and that's exactly what they have on these general camps. Then they have areas where they lock you up. They've been photographed many times. They're like old-fashioned jails, and this is for just setting up prisons very, very quickly.
Yeah, it was extremely frightening. But see, denial set in after I saw this, and I totally put it aside until one day, you know, less than a year later, I was on YouTube and I noticed a video of the exact same thing that I saw. Somebody else in my area took photos of this as they were being unloaded and loaded onto the trailers.
Yeah, I forget what you call them, mobile jails, concrete jails. They've been photoed and videoed all over the country, and they are at some of these decommissioned bases. But none of this is rumors now. They admit they're hiring the internment specialist. They've built the camps. Now they're moving to have groups on standby to man them. That is all official. And the mainstream media will not touch it because they are complicit. Just like they won't say Corzine's a crook. They are complicit in the organized crime takeover of America. But there's still a lot of free speech. There's still a lot of good people in the country, and folks are waking up.
Yeah, if the viewers will type in portable prisons in Utah, what I saw will pop up and you can see the
Hey, guys, type in portable prisons Utah for me, please. We'll put that on screen. Yeah, if you're a prisonplanet.tv viewer, you'll be able to see this. But everybody else, yeah, portable prisons Utah. I've seen it all over the country. In fact, some of these we know have been loaded on ships and taken overseas. We know they have these. There was a massacre less than a year into the Afghan invasion where they put in one night 3,000 people in these, standing room only. And then it's like it's a form of crucifixion to where you couldn't breathe and you couldn't lay down. And it killed them all within 3 days. Can you imagine how painful that is? They cram you in. People don't know what's happening when it's happening. It's a form of murder. I mean, it's an old-fashioned form of killing. And they cram you in. And I see the photo. There's even more powerful ones that show the bars. I don't even know if that's what those are. But it looks like prefab something. And they cram you in standing until it's like the phone booth game. And then they close the door. And it's like, you're going to die now. And they just walk off and leave. And I remember it came out, it was even BBC and AP, that when they did this, after 3 days, they opened the doors to create a mass grave, and one guy was alive and ran off, and they machine gunned him. But then they had to write a report on it. just like that. Yeah, there's from prisonplanet.com. Okay, thank you so much for that information, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, if you're not for killing Pat Tillman, you're not patriotic. If you're not for shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, you're not patriotic. We ought to be glad to have people like this criminal government.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To hour number three here today, and joining us in studio is pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You know, Ben, you've got a lengthy bio, but I never even seem to get into it. I just start throwing out my questions. I just want to say you've done a great job. Aaron Dykes listens to your show, has followed a lot of what you've done. He's lost 50, 60 pounds. He's going to be interviewing you tonight on the Nightly News. And then, of course, we're going to tape some more of it and re-air it later in the week because I want to do a lengthy interview with you, where we're not, you know, just here on the radio, constrained by ads and the amount of time that we have. But I think the fact that you break down the issue that the system knows what they're doing. I mean, a great example is breast cancer. We know what's going on with breast cancer. We know that they always talk about, hey, let's find a cure for it, instead of asking why does the U.S. lead the world in it and every other form of cancer. Instead of finding out why we're getting cancer, they just talk about treating it once you get it. And I think with that statement, that opens up the door to understand the fact that they want to treat the illness. They don't want to stop you from getting the illness.
Well, do you ever wonder why drug companies and Kentucky Fried Chicken and fast food operations sponsor things like Race for the Cure, and the Susan B. Komen Foundation is sponsored by drug companies and sponsored by the people who produce foods and people who produce products that are linked to breast cancer? I mean, what's the logic there? Why would a drug company that's making drugs to fight breast cancer, supposedly fight breast cancer, what would be their vested interest in keeping breast cancer in the public consciousness? Why would they want people to be terrified of breast cancer? Why would they want to keep bringing up breast cancer everywhere you turn? It's in order to get people paranoid enough, freaked out enough, that they participate in the medical model. And that's the problem with breast cancer. You don't hear people talking about, to take care of breast cancer, changing your essential fatty acids, not eating fast food, not eating Kentucky Fried Chicken, not participating in the kinds of things that cause breast cancer. They talk about treating breast cancer. They talk about curing breast cancer, but they don't talk about not participating in the things that cause the breast cancer. Breast cancer.
And by running all the different movements and having the different races and things with well-meaning people, they then control the whole debate about it to make sure that information is never discovered.
Exactly. They act like they're the knights in shining armor. They act like they're the saviors. They act like they're the people who are going to save you from the breast cancer.
But let's look at the facts. We now, anybody can just search this, it's a fact, lead the world in cancer of every type, including breast cancer, and every industrialized nation that has the vaccines, the GMO, the monosodium glutamate that they base this fast food in, that's where you see this going on. And places where it's not happening, they have the intensifying longevity.
That's right. Breast cancer, prostate cancer, these are diseases of lifestyle. These are diseases of the way we participate in our lives. They're not inevitable. You don't have to get cancer. They're the signs of a dysfunctional culture, the signs of dysfunctional lifestyle choices.
Okay, I want to get into all this with you here today because you're here in studio with us. But before we go any further, I'd like you to tell folks about your awakening, where you right. came from, your process, you know, to now being a leading person out there exposing all this.
I'm a pharmacist, and let me tell you something. Pharmacists know how the sausage is made. As a registered pharmacist, one of the things that I saw was that the people who are getting the drugs are the people who can least stand the drugs. Old people, sick people, and young people. Those are the people who are taking most of the prescription medicines. One of the things pharmacists study, and we study this at length, is side effects. We study toxicities. We study diseases, and we study side effects of toxicity, side effects of medications, to the extent where one time I watched a movie in pharmacy school where the movie was promoting a new class of medications that was supposed to revolutionize heart disease, and the movie lasted 60 minutes, and 15 minutes was about how wonderful the new drug was, the new class of drugs was for that was going to combat high blood pressure, and the last 45 minutes was the side effects caused by the medication. And when I saw things like this, I realized that, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this pharmaceutical model. Then in pharmacy school, we study diseases as if they were nutritional deficiencies, and we study medications as if, or we study nutrients as if they were medications. So when you combine the fact that on the one hand, you have diseases as the manifestations of nutritional deficiencies, and on the other hand, you have medicinal properties to vitamin A and to vitamin C and to vitamin E, it kind of makes sense that why the heck are we using pharmaceuticals with their side effects when what we're treating is really, in many cases, deficiency states. And the medicines that we could use to treat the deficiency states are completely non-toxic, they're completely side effect free, and they're literally the cures to the deficiency diseases. By definition, a deficiency disease is cured by the nutrient that you give to fill up the deficiency. So when I graduated pharmacy school and I saw that people were getting all these medications, were sicker than ever before, I combined that with my pharmacy background.
Our life expectancy is now fallen.
It's fallen. It's like 26th now.
But let me add, if you, as you know, but I've seen the actuaries on this, up until even the 20s and 30s, if you lived past about 5, and then you took that infant mortality out, because kids did die more often then, if you took the infant mortality out, longevity was way further than it is now. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing.
Even when the settlers came to the New World from Europe, they had higher life expectancies. When they came here from Europe, Europe was trashed when the settlers came here in the 1600s and the 1700s, the 1500s. Europe had been trashed for almost 1,000 years. When they came here to the New World, and all of a sudden they had fresh air, and they had wonderful agriculture, and they had fish, and they had all kinds of game, their life expectancy was 75, 80 years old. And this is in the 1700s. We had higher life expectancy. So the fact of the matter is that we're not sick, we're starving. And what I saw as a pharmacist, when I started to dispense nutrients to people who had been on a medication, I saw blood pressure drop. I saw weight drop. I saw the markers of diabetes improve using nutritional supplements. And I just put one and one together, and I started using nutritional supplements in my practice. And I've been doing it for now close to 30 years.
Mike Adams talks about being a computer programmer, very successful, and but being really unhealthy. And he got off the fast food and stuff, and he got better right away. And then now, he's in super good shape and incredibly healthy.
It's not hard to do, but you know what, Alex? People think it's a miracle because we have been so conditioned to believe that our body's demise is inevitable. We've been so conditioned to believe that, oh, you're 30 or 35, you're just going to get arthritis. Oh, you're 30 or 35, you're just going to have a fatty liver. Do you know 30% of Americans suffer from fatty liver disease, maybe more? And if you go to the doctor and he says, oh, you got a little fatty liver, you know what he'll tell you? He'll say it's normal, because the medical model says that our demise is normal. And the only thing we can do is stave it off symptomatically.
How do you reverse a fatty liver?
Drugs. Lots of ways. And that's what I'll tell you in a second. But that's a great question because there are so many different ways to reverse these signs. Fatty liver, I'll just give you a couple of good examples. Fructose, fruit sugar, is processed directly by the liver. In the last 30 or 40 years, we've gone from zero consumption of high fructose corn syrup to roughly 60 pounds of high consumption per person in this country. And that doesn't include the fructose that we get from
And they know it converts differently.
It converts in the liver. It's
And then it blocks key endocrines, correct?
Well, the liver produces all kinds of hormones, but the point is that fructose is processed directly by the liver. Paleologically, we didn't grow up with fructose. The human body grew up in the African savanna. There was no fructose on the African savanna. We were lucky if we found a little bit of berries somewhere that didn't have a lot of sugar in it. But what's happened over the last 50 or 60 years, I think it was in the early 70s when we started to get into a lot of high fructose corn syrup, is our ingestion of this stuff has skyrocketed.
And look at diabetes.
And the body can't handle it.
It's up several thousand percentage points.
Absurd. And in pharmacy school, when I graduated in 1986, they told us this was going to happen. Today, one out of three Americans is either diabetic or pre-diabetic.
And instead, it was an actuary of let's go make a bunch of money off this.
Well, here's a very important point, Alex. We treat things at the top of the tree. The root is usually in the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal system. And from there, you get heart disease. From there, you get cancer. From there, you get skin diseases. From there, you get all of the diseases that we're treating with drugs. They're at the top of the tree. If you want to treat disease, you have to go to the root. And that means the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal system, which is connected to the thyroid. When we're born, Alex, human beings are born with big heads because we're smarter than other animals. We have big heads. So we come out of the womb early because the head has to come through the birth canal. So nature has designed a system where we come out of the womb early. That means that our digestive system and our immune system are immature. So nature has designed a system where mother's milk, human breast milk, will provide factors that build your digestive system and your immune system. If you're born without getting breastfed, or you're not breastfed long enough, or your mother was undernourished, and that basically covers just about everybody.
That's why IQs are dropping.
That you're immediately, your immune
system. And they knew when they fed babies, most of this formula is half corn syrup, half. Some of them are 60 plus. They know this is literally a death sentence to their brain. That's why so many of these adults and people, it's like you're not even talking to a person.
Well,
they are mentally retarded.
So how do you deal with something like that? Well, first of all, you got to have a lot of motivation. You got to be motivated to make a change. But the gift of the human body, Alex, is it will turn on a dime if you turn on a dime.
But I'm going back to the viciousness of the system when they said, women, you all got to go work. And by the way, here's this thing for your baby. And it is a formula for a 85 IQ low-grade moron. And that's who the general public, thank God my mother breastfed me.
You're lucky.
I mean, thank God. And I've seen the studies where the CC size of the brain doesn't even grow to your genetic cranial size when you don't get those fats because designed to get that fat from your mother.
Yes.
And now they're saying, don't let babies have fat in their milk. And they're saying, give them, it's absolutely, we need to give them statins at birth.
Well, cholesterol, breast milk has some of the highest concentrations of cholesterol on the planet is in human breast milk.
And the brain's made out of cholesterol.
Well, the neural sheaths, the covering of the nerves are made out of cholesterol. That's exactly right. That whole statin drug thing, that's another scandal. Oh my God. The idea.
But again, the Rockefellers who funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, they had discovered all this. They knew cancer was viral, put it in the shots. They knew you need cholesterol, get it out of the population.
Right.
They literally are turning us into zombies. Stay there. Let's break this down the other side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is our guest. We'll be right back. Gentlemen, we're only going to have Aaron here for 5 minutes. He's going to be interviewing Ben Fuchs in a two-part lengthy interview that will air the first of tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, and then the other second part later in the week. But at the same time, of course, I am always promoting whatever I'm getting into, whether it's gold, whether it's the Second Amendment, whether it's Ron Paul. Been supporting Ron Paul for 17 years. Been supporting the Second Amendment for a long time, been pushing gold and silver for 12 years, and it's gone from Well, gold $260 an ounce to $1,700 plus, silver from $5 an ounce to $30 plus. And I am promoting this. Tangy Tangerine, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. My mother, I gave her some of this. She's on into vitamins and minerals. She's a big exercise person. She tried some stuff over the years. She did it. Now she begs for me to get her more. And has lost a ton of weight. And she says before, when she would do long distance swimming, sometimes it would get kind of painful, like her muscles were kind of, you know, like almost catching. Now she says it's like they're oiled. And my mom just was always in great shape. She's in killer shape now. I know there's some NBA basketball players I saw online that take this. Theo Ratliff. Yeah, he says his longevity is because of this.
Right.
And then there's Pollen Burst, which I also take, but it's got some, 70 milligrams of the caffeine in it. So instead of that afternoon coffee that didn't even do anything anymore, I just hit one of these bad boys, and it's got all the B vitamins, and it's awesome. But quite frankly, it's the Tangy Tangerine. And like you said, the worse off you are, because I was in really bad shape from overworking and not being healthy, the worse you are, the better you feel it just immediately. Now, I brought Aaron in here. I drug him during the break. There's not even two mics set up. In fact, I called him in here 30 seconds before. Look at Aaron, ladies and gentlemen. Dun, dun, dun. In fact, we can zoom in over here with this camera. Aaron, you had to have lost 60 pounds.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Probably 65.
That's awesome. That's awesome, bro. Good job. Yeah. Good job. And was it hard?
Not really. I mean, I've been working out a lot harder before and didn't lose the weight. It was when I took the right vitamins.
That's awesome.
That's right. He was running, jogging, and lifting weights. And I said, Aaron, I'm getting fat. You're getting a little overweight. I said, let's commit to work out. What about a year or 2 years ago? And you'd leave work to go work out and come back. It didn't work. Didn't work for me. As soon as you start going, wait, I'm going to take a protein shake because then my body isn't hungry. Don't fight the craving. Yeah. Or I'm going to take a mineral drink.
Yeah.
It's over. I mean, I've only been really doing this for 2.5 weeks now. Yeah. I kept eating around the edges, screwing around. I've been doing this 2.5 weeks. And actually, I went and 11 pounds lost. 11 pounds on Tangy Tangerine and the One World Way, by the way.
It happens to everybody, Alex. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this happen. The reason I get so passionate about this is because I've seen it over and over and over again. Blood pressure.
And the system knows. The system knows.
You have to know. It's biochemistry. What I'm telling you here is not my theory. This is biochemistry. There's hardwiring for sugar in your brain. If you give your body protein, you won't want the sugar. There's hardwiring for fat in your brain. If you give your body essential fatty acids, you won't want the French fries. There's hardwiring for minerals. If you give your body good minerals, you won't want the salt.
Ted Anderson's dad couldn't go fishing and didn't know who he was anymore. Ted, for a few months, got him on Tangy Tangerine essential fatty acids. He knew who he was again, could go fishing. He was back. He went to the doctor, and the medical doctor said, I've tested his blood, and because he's on Coumadin, he's not allowed to have these vitamins like this. Take him off, and he's gone again.
They take
and Ted gave me permission to tell this.
They take you off of broccoli. They take you off of cruciferous vegetables because they have vitamin K.
No, that's what they said.
No green vegetables. That's what they tell you. You're on vitamin K.
And he's gone. And I hate to be mean, but Ted says I can tell it. His mother says, we're doing what the doctor says.
Yeah.
And it's basically bye-bye to Ted's dad.
Yeah.
When it worked, in a couple months, his dad was literally back.
Yes.
They know. The doctor knows.
It's biochemistry.
They know. That's what they told him. No green vegetables. I mean, now we're Al-Qaeda.
Yes.
No green vegetables.
Vegetables.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to tell you. I'm going the Aaron route. I'm going all the way, man.
What happens, Al? You watch what happens. That 11 pounds is nothing. Watch what happens. In the next 6 months, watch what happens. The body is so forgiving. It is so resilient. It is so loving. As soon as you turn around, it turns around.
Close shots of Snecky. That's his nickname around here. Anyways, that's German for snail.
Mm-hmm.
The lightning snail. Look at Aaron. I wish we had a camera right here. I mean, Aaron, show him the guns. Come on.
Hey, I'm doing better than I was. I mean,
hey, I know. Hey, silver from $5 to $30 plus, gold from $260 to $1,800 or whatever. I only promote what I believe in, and I've seen the results of this with my mother. Like my mother's saying, she might even, and she's reclusive when it comes to radio. She might even come out and endorse this. Infowars.com to get it, or InfowarsTeam.com, and your purchase goes towards supporting us. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, complete multivitamin mineral complex. We'll talk about it when we come back. Pollen Burst. Increase energy, anti-aging, antioxidant, curbs appetite, reduces oxidative damage and stress. We're all coming back with Ben Fuchs, Aaron Snecky Dykes, and more straight ahead. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Fuchs is down in San Antonio putting on an event, or was, and I heard he was going to be in town a few weeks ago. So I said, come on up to Austin. And then once he gets in here and starts talking about this, I start promoting it. And when I did the research and found out about Youngevity and the fact that they're one of the biggest companies now and buy up all the stuff that Dr. Wallach and his advisors have studied and think is the best, that's what I got behind. And you can go to InfoWarsTeam.com and sign up to be a distributor. There, a lot of people have done that, thousands and thousands. I think something like 10,000 people now just at InfoWarsTeam.com. Or you can just go there and buy the products. Or if you're like my mom and don't order online, I just simply give it to her. But you can also sell it to friends and family. And I'm telling you, I just gave this to multiple members of my family, and they came back later. So I've been doing the Tangy Tangerine now off and on for about 8-9 months and started promoting this. And you really enjoyed it and felt it right away. But then automatically I started getting addicted to it, which tells me, oh, my body really wants this. And then now that I've combined it with the whey protein in the morning, and then I'm not as hungry all day. And then at night, instead of pigging out, bam, I just have that. And it's amazing. 2.5 weeks, 11 pounds. And I've been jogging. I'd been lifting weights. And it wasn't doing anything. My muscles just got bigger. Tell us what is in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
I'll tell you what's in there, but the most important part about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is it's liquid. And the body processes liquids differently than it processes solids. When you eat a solid food, the digestive process has to kick in. When you drink a liquid, it goes right to work. And because almost 70 million, maybe more, Americans have digestive problems, if you drink your nutrients, you bypass any kind of issues that you have with the digestive system, the stuff goes right to work. And that's the most beautiful thing about that stuff, is you feel it really quickly because it's going right to work.
We're going to show a photo of Aaron just in Switzerland in June, 6 months ago tonight, when he interviews you versus what he looks like now. Looks like another person, doesn't it?
Yeah. Looks like a second person.
You're going to see the old Alex Jones, too. I'm going all the way down. Mm. At my biggest, years ago, I was 270. And then I went down to about 240, just running and lifting and not eating, and then couldn't do it anymore. Went back up to about 250. Now I've gone down to like 238. But I'm going to go all the way down to 180. That's awesome. Doing it. I am going to 180. Can I do it, Aaron?
Sure, of course.
We've all got to do it in the fight against the New World Order.
You're not going to be able to withstand cravings with just willpower alone. The drives are built into your brain for these things. For many years, for eons, we linked calories with nutrition. Today, we get calories without nutrition. So our brain says, that wasn't it. Go get some more calories, expecting to get nutrients with those calories. But it doesn't happen.
But you hit it with a whey shake.
You hit it with nutrients.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Tell folks what's in whey and why it's so good.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the and eggs maybe. Whey protein is the most nutrient dense food for building.
And that's cow milk protein.
Well, it's one of the proteins in cow's milk. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. And those are part of the immune system. When you drink whey protein, the globulins, the proteins in the whey protein that are supposed to build the calf's immunity, go into your immune system.
By the way,
and build your immune system.
I'm not joking. About a month ago, we started getting regularly in the office raw milk from San Antonio, from a farm down there, and we added it with the whey protein.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I looked around at people we've been drinking some, working up here, and I said, are you high? And I was like, yeah, this is not placebo. We didn't say drink it, we're going to feel high.
Yeah.
I literally get high off of it. I mean, like high, like whoa, yeah. Because I think that raw milk then activates the cold-pressed whey.
Well, whey protein has got everything you need to build things, to build muscle, to build tissue. So if you're weightlifting, if you're fighting a disease, if you're recovering from something, whey protein has all of the factors that are required for your body to build. To
but fight. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I guess I was so undernourished that drinking raw milk with whey in it, I mean, it's not like the same high you get drinking a Coca-Cola that's got corn syrup in it. I mean, it was like I felt really good.
Whey protein contains something called tryptophan. Tryptophan is an amino acid that's involved, number one, in the neurotransmitter serotonin, which makes you really happy, really relaxed, and number two, in the hormone melatonin. And both serotonin and melatonin are not only important for mood stabilization, they're important for plugging into spirituality, for plugging into the big picture via the pineal gland. Pineal gland is this tiny little gland that sits in the middle of your head, and it processes serotonin and melatonin. And serotonin and melatonin, if you ever take melatonin, you know you have great dreams, are involved somehow in our connection with spirituality. And so when you take tryptophan, when you take things that have tryptophan, you stabilize and you help promote melatonin, serotonin metabolism. Not only does it make you feel happy, not only does it make you feel blissful, and it makes you feel plugged in. It makes you feel connected. It makes you feel like there's something going on in a big picture kind of sense, which is why they want you on Prozac and not on tryptophan.
I was about to say, because so tryptophan, I've heard, is called the natural Prozac.
It's the natural Prozac, but it works via this connection with the pineal gland.
But I mean, what a surprise. God gives us cows. We're drinking the real thing. The globalists are so evil. They take everything good away.
Oh, check this out. Fluoride is specific for the pineal gland. Fluoride is specific for the gland that is involved in serotonin and melatonin metabolism. The pineal gland fluoridates. It absorbs fluoride more than or almost as much as any other system in the body. And the pineal gland is your connection.
And so does the thyroid. What is this? What is the numbers? I've seen numbers that it's exponential, women above 30 with thyroid dysfunction?
It's an epidemic. It's an epidemic. The thyroid gland is connected to your adrenal glands. And your adrenal glands are your stress glands. Those are the glands that are responsible for, that's the gland that's responsible for helping you combat stress. The more stress you have, the more hyperadrenal you are, the slower your thyroid will function to compensate for that. So what we have is a culture that is so stressed out, not just psychologically and emotionally, but also physiologically, that we're all hyperadrenal and our adrenal glands are burning out. The thyroid's response to that is to slow down to compensate. The adrenal glands give you this hyped up caffeine energy. The thyroid gland gives you a nice, smooth, easygoing energy. Over time, when the adrenal glands are kicking in, the thyroid compensates by slowing down. So this hyperadrenalism leads to hypothyroidism. And from that point forward, Alex, every single disease is possible because the thyroid regulates every one of the 100.
Well, here's what's going on. How long are you here in town? You have to get on an airplane today, right?
I have to get on an airplane later today.
Well, as soon as the show's over, we got to go in there and tape this two-part interview. Okay. And I want you to go through it all with people and with Aaron, and you know, for Aaron to throw in points. And Aaron is a private guy. I've drug Aaron in here. But Aaron, you can be a testament to other people. I mean, you're a great example. Tell folks, because I know you've been listening to his show, and I mean, out of the full spectrum of research, I know you've told me Fuchs is one of your main sources. Overall, what have you done? Let's say my wife's listening right now, because she's wanting to implement even more of this. I'm wanting to, just enough to, you know, hear the show some and research it some, but to really dive into this. What have you done, Aaron, to lose 65 pounds in, what, 6 months?
I mean, again, I was working out. I just wasn't getting much results. It was very hard to kick the bad foods, basically, but it finally sunk in after a few months of hearing this stuff. I was already taking the multivitamins, the liquid stuff, and I started taking the EFAs, but once I took the omega-3 and 6 EFAs twice daily or three times daily, and then the whey powder twice daily, that is when I started losing weight very rapidly.
So instead of doing an Atkins diet where you just eat giant amounts of meat and then you're all with all the hormones and chemicals, you just take the essential fatty acids and the whey powder, and now you're not hungry.
I could not eat, especially in the first 2 or 3 months of this. I couldn't even hardly eat anything.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then you just nibble on some vegetables, fruits, and nuts and stuff.
Let me tell you,
I'm going completely on this.
One of the greatest strategies you can employ to stay younger, to lose weight, and to prevent disease is to under-calorize, to take less calories than you need. Because when the body perceives that it's getting less calories, it wants to send you out on a hunt for zebra and for wildebeest. So it sends the energy to your legs and builds muscle. Now, this is just under-calorization slightly. And so you want to under-eat slightly.
Well, no, they've got studies in mice, rats, insects, everything.
They live longer.
When they bring it down to almost starvation, but a high-nutrient diet.
Exactly. High nutrients, low calories. And the only way to do that, Alex, the only way to do that is to get on a supplement program. The reason longevity is so wonderful is because it's so easy to do. When you get on a supplement program and you give your body nutrients without calories, every marker of health and longevity improves. It's the number one way to improve health and longevity.
And the system knows this, and sells us food to make us sick, which they then give us treatments for.
That's right. This is all biochemistry. This is not theory. This is how the body works. When it perceives low calories, it sends you out on a hunt. It makes you sharper. In fact, there are neurotransmitters in your brain that keep you alert when you're hungry.
No. That's the one reason I, before, would just try to willpower diet.
Yeah.
Is that I got super smart, super aggressive, and super angry. I mean, when I would go on diets and just not eat very much, I was my
without
brain
nutrients without
yeah,
nutrients.
Yeah, exactly. But I was I had lots of energy, but I was really mean.
Well, you were missing key nutrients. Probably it's not. You don't want to just starve yourself. You want to give yourself.
No, exactly. You're saying high nutrient, low calorie.
High nutrient.
Listen, I want to talk about this right now. Folks can call if they want to have any questions or get involved with Youngevity, 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301. And expanding on that, you can hear Ben over there drinking his pollen burst there in the background. And you can also go to InfoWarsTeam.com. And part of the proceeds when you buy the different vitamins and minerals and essential fatty acids and nutrients that are there goes to fund the InfoWars media operation. Again, we're not like revolutionary communists that rob banks to fund ourselves. We promote things we believe in free market, and I've done deep research because over the years I turned down so many vitamin, mineral things. I did research. When I finally got ready to get into it myself, boom, I chose Youngevity, and it's something you can get involved in as a home business or to sell in your grocery store, to sell in areas where you have a connection to the public or your little five and dime or your gas station, whatever the case is. People need to get this information, and they need to get involved. And again, that's InfoWarsTeam.com. There's banners up at InfoWars.com, but you can't forget it. InfoWarsTeam.com. There it is. On screen, or call 877-551-1301. Now, tell us about pollen burst. Aaron, do you want a pollen burst or do you want a tangy tangerine?
I'll take the pollen.
I like this too, but I was going to do a pollen burst. Now, here's a pollen burst. Tell us, Ben, what is in.
Well, there's a couple.
By the way, when you got in here, I had to say, quit popping your bottle and drinking it right before we went live. You actually started taking a pollen burst right when you got in here.
Heck yeah.
And the first time I met you out in California, you were visiting MZ's radio stations. He's got myself and you on. You were in there, you know.
I like to mix the Beyond Tangy Tangerine with the pollen burst.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
The pollen burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins. So you notice when you start taking the pollen burst, yeah, the B vitamins will help you think. It's great if you have a test to take, if you're a student. The B vitamins are important for the heart. And by the way, when it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. One form or another. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease. It may be the single most powerful thing you could do to protect yourself.
And look, heart disease is getting worse, all this stuff. And if you look 50 years ago, they were eating chicken fried steaks, gravy. They didn't have that many heart attacks or cancer. If you look at it, it's not even the, quote, unhealthy food that they've taught us that is the main cause of this. It's all the additives and the petrochemical companies that get authorization to put poison in the food because they know it's addicting. Tell us about MSG and stuff as we drink some polymers.
MSG is classified as one of the one compound is classified as an excitotoxin. And what that means, it makes your brain so happy that you'll think that the most rottenest piece of crap tastes like cherry pie or tastes something like something delicious because it tricks your brain into being really happy. The Japanese were the ones who pioneered MSG so they could feed their soldiers crappy food. The soldiers would eat the crappy food.
By the way, that's on record.
Yeah, the soldiers would eat the crappy food. They thought they were eating filet mignon, but they were eating the crappiest form.
And by the way, in Europe and in Japan and China, it's a gourmet place. You've got to book 6 months out to eat pure soaked MSG crud. Same thing with the hot wings. And by the way, now, if I eat MSG within hours, I have a horrible headache. I've developed a total allergy to it. So they know what they're doing.
You're playing with brain chemistry. The last thing you want to do is play with your brain chemistry with artificial chemicals.
Well, I tell you, expanding on that, this should be criminal what they do. But there's other chemicals they put in the food.
You know, but we're participating, Alex. We volunteer. Nobody forces us to go eat this stuff. We're volunteering.
Yeah, but the FDA says we're the government. We're keeping you safe.
Right. Well, if you're going to trust the FDA, you know.
Yeah, that's a big point, too, though. I've heard you read those quotes on air. The founding fathers.
Benjamin Rush warned about this stuff. Benjamin Rush signed the Declaration of Independence. He was a medical doctor. And he warned about the hegemony and tyranny of modern medicine.
Well, it's always witch doctors that take over. Because they know how humans work throughout society, and they manipulate. Aaron, you want some of this? Here you go.
I want that spoon.
Here you go, buddy.
The biggest statement you can make, Alex, the most powerful statement you can make is to disengage from the machine at every turn.
I've got that, and I am sold. I've gone 10 degrees towards you, and I've already seen massive results.
That's awesome.
I have come 10, and Aaron has turned 180 degrees, right pointed straight where Ben Fuchs is, and look at the results.
Exactly.
So I'm slowly turning myself towards you, and if I just remember to eat the whey shake, if I just remember to take the tangy tangerine, if I remember to take, when I do eat the essential fatty acids from Youngevity, I'm literally not hungry, and my brain works better.
Exactly.
What do you recommend people buy as a starter pack at InfoWarsTeam.com?
The Ultimate EFAs, the Osteo FX, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is in the Alex pack. It's discounted if you buy all three. It's a perfect way to demonstrate how powerful this is. Not just for the person buying it, but for somebody who's watching the person buying it. For a loved one of the who's watching somebody.
Well, that's why Youngevity is literally so successful, is because people literally see the results.
They see the results. Just like what's happened to Aaron. And Alex, this is not a miracle. This is not magic. We're supposed to be Kenyan runners. That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be lean and mean. From the way, you ever seen a Kenyan runner? That's what human beings are supposed to be. Every pound you have that's above a Kenyan runner is something that's a part of our dysfunctional society. It's a lifestyle choice that you made. So picture yourself as a Kenyan runner, and then picture the difference between you and as a Kenyan runner, and that difference represents the lifestyle choices and the dysfunctional culture that we've immersed ourselves in. As you begin to incorporate these strategies, you reverse that, and you become closer to a Kenyan runner. You know what I mean by a Kenyan runner? Lean and mean.
No, beings
are supposed to be greyhounds, is what we're supposed to be.
You're exactly right. Now, what is it with...
We've been domesticated. We've been like the difference between a lion and a pussycat. We're the pussycat. We've been domesticated. We're supposed to be lions. And we get domesticated through the foods that we're eating and the ways we participate in our culture. So if you want to get your feralness back, if you want to get your vigor back, if you want to get your zest for life back, you have to reverse that process. And the way you do it, the first thing you do is nutritional supplementation and calorie restriction. And then working out as well. Something to build muscle.
Well, that's the thing, is that instead of even eating something, just go for a run. That burns fat. You have a meal right there.
You get here's another thing. A female hormone is produced in body fat. So the more body fat you're carrying, the more feminized you become. That means gynecomastia, which means breasts. That means impotence and sexual problems. That means lower resistance to diseases.
Stay there. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're almost out of time, and I'm sorry to the callers. I never give the number out, but they've loaded up anyways. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pretty amazing clip that we played in the second hour. If you missed it, it's up at InfoWars.com. The Congress now has come out and made the announcement that Obama requested the secret arrest and disappearance of citizens in the bill. Of course, we already knew that from his actions, his announcements. He said he could do it himself. But you know, the fact is, that's the new level of deception we're dealing with here. Unbelievable. Tonight's InfoWars Nightly News is going to be particularly power-packed. Aaron Dykes is going to be hosting it with Ben Fuchs. You don't want to miss that. But going back in the few minutes we've got left, we'll do the little five-minute addendum in overdrive. This internet only here in a moment, but the official radio show ends here in about 5 minutes. Aaron, I was just talking to you during the break, and you said, look, it's so easy when you take the Youngevity minerals and vitamins, because now your body's got that. Then you've got protein on top of it from the whey. You've got the essential fatty acids. You've got everything your body wants. You're just not hungry anymore, but you're eating things where the weight's going to pour off of you. In fact, how are you going to stop the weight loss? When do you plan to quit?
When you're a Kenyan runner.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen then. But yeah, it was very easy. I mean, it makes me want to work out more anyway. So I started with taking the multivitamins just basically to see if it works. I did notice the difference. And then I started focusing more on the whey and the EFAs with the multivitamins. And the weight just poured off, and working out was a lot easier anyway. But I wasn't working out nearly even half as hard as I was 2 years ago, a year ago. Very moderate, really.
The trick is you don't want to be forced to, like, looking for food all the time. You know, Alex, people are looking for food all the time. They live to eat. They live every minute of the day is spent thinking about what the next piece of food is because their body is so starving, their brain is so starving for nutrients that it sends them on this one-pointed hunt for food.
And instead it's getting empty calories, so it's more,
yes,
more,
exactly.
more.
Appetite and satisfaction are regulated by chemistry. What we're talking about here is nothing less than hacking into the brain's chemistry. To tell the brain that you're full and tell the brain that you're satisfied. I hate willpower. I have no willpower. I don't believe it should be hard. When you start using nutritional supplements, you hack into the brain's satisfaction centers. And the brain sends the message that everything is right, you're satisfied.
We could put the New World Order out of business in a revolution if we just, all of us to the transformation you guys have gone through, if I can do it and we can air this tape, you know, six months from now, and I'm 180 pounds.
That's right.
And show people and say, by the way, the system knows this, and none of them will tell you because they want the racket to continue forever.
If you weren't spending all your energy and your time and your money looking for food, what kind of energy and time and money would you have to do other things?
Hey, wasn't you the one with me to California?
Yeah.
I remember I have that memory of him telling you how you could lose weight.
That's right.
And that was a year ago.
And I thought they were real weird because we went out to eat and they didn't eat anything and they were just sitting there and... I didn't know about the vitamins yet. I mean, I heard about them, but hadn't tried them yet.
No, I was like, man, they're like space aliens. They all look really healthy, but they don't eat. We're like, nah, nah. Yeah, I'm telling you, Aaron. Yeah, that was in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, I heard about it then. And then a few months later, when you started promoting it, I said, I'm going to try this. But once I put my money, I wanted to make sure I was taking them and seeing if there's results or not. And well.
Living testimony.
Folks, camera puts 10 pounds on you. If you saw Aaron in person. It is unbelievable. Hey, 11 pounds in 2.5 weeks with me.
That's awesome.
And that's just...
It's going to keep going. It's going to keep going.
No, I haven't even put it all into function yet. I'm going to start banging nothing but whey and tangy tangerine.
Take a picture now. Take a picture. Before you lose any more weight, take a picture now without your shirt. Take a picture without your shirt. No, I don't know about right now without your shirt, but take a picture of yourself.
Well, no, I'll take a picture. Here we go.
You're going to love...
All right. We'll see what I look like in.
You won't lose the guns. You're not going to lose the guns.
I don't want to lose my
guns. Lose the guns.
I don't have guns. I have fat little arms. No, they are actually big guns. But
were you ripped when you started?
I didn't intend to do this before the show, but one time I was at the gym and somebody's like, hey, people hang photos at the front of people that are in good shape. I was like 22. Take a photo. And they took it. And then years later, that photo got to the Chronicle. You go to the Austin Chronicle, and I look like Bruce Lee or something because I was addicted to working out. I ran like 6 miles every other day, would lift weights like 2 hours a day. People were like, you're working out too hard to build muscle. And I'm like, I don't want to build muscle. I like to lift weights. And then I put everything into fighting the New World Order and just quit working out for about 8 years.
How did you wake up?
And then over like the next 6 years, I worked out a little bit. But once you get fat, it's like an uphill battle unless you do the
nutrient. You didn't know about
it. Well, I kind of knew, but I never did it. I'm just like, you know.
How did you, what woke you up? Were you always like this when you were a kid?
I'll go ahead and talk to the mic. I'm sorry. They're telling me to have you talk to the mic.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. They're just telling. I'm sorry. They're just telling you to talk in the mic.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Here you go.
No. You're on air. Just talk in the mic when you talk.
Oh, am I asking you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was asking you how you woke up. If you were a weightlifting jock when you were a kid, when you were in your early 20s, what woke you up? What got you started? Because you started really young. You woke up really young.
I wasn't even so much. I mean, I played football and stuff, but I wasn't so much even a jock. I just got addicted to working out.
So when did you?
I got high off of it.
When did you get into fighting the New World Order? What turned you on?
When I was about 21 or so. Oh, I seeing stuff happen, gun control, stuff like that. But enough about me. Getting back to longevity, I'm excited about kind of putting the public challenge out here. I didn't intend to do it today, but I am going to try to go down to 180 pounds.
There you go.
And
I'll be with you. I'll help you out every step of the way.
And Aaron, how much further do you plan to go down?
Well, That was basically my goal, too. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting real close.
180?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, you're getting close to it. And again, you're going to have an extended interview tonight. I just want to tell people the number. They want to give Youngevity a call and join the InfoWars team or ask any questions, 877-551-1301. You can also go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Ben and Aaron, in closing, any other points you guys would like to make?
I want to make this point. You owe it to yourself to try this, to just give it a try. If you're like most people, you're going to notice a difference in less than 2 weeks. If you're like most people, you're going to notice a difference almost right away. And you owe it to yourself to at least try the Beyond Tang and Tangerine. Ideally, get yourself on the Healthy Start Pack. It's $100 for the Healthy Start Pack. I think $110 for the Healthy Start Pack. It's around $40 or $50 for the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's like $1.10 a day, $1.15 a day. You cannot afford to not do this. And when you start to see the difference, when you start to see the weight drop off, when you start to see your blood pressure drop, when you start to see your blood sugar markers drop, and when you start to see your skin improved, you're going to be hooked just like I am and just like you guys are.
Now, when you talk to your fellow pharmacists who know all this biochemistry.
They know this stuff. I love talking to pharmacists. I love talking to medical people because the medical people, believe it or not, the rank and file medical people, they understand this stuff. It's not the doctors per se as much as it's the medical model. It's the paradigm that's not.
And they know that the model's waking up, so now they're coming in with government control where a computer tells them everything they've got to do.
That's right, and vitamin control too. You know, if we don't watch out, we're not going to have the right to do these things. We have the right to do our nutritional supplements, but it's not only a matter of time.
And well, they're making them like a drug.
They're making them like a drug, and they're limiting the amount that you could take. Why are they so scared?
Europe's already done it.
Why are they so scared?
Dr. Dean Adel says that you should outlaw it, basically. And I've heard him say, if you don't take shots, you should be arrested. But I thought if they take the shots, they're protected. Why can't? Oh, because it's not protecting them. Now they have to admit vaccines are giving people the illness.
Why is the FDA so terrified of vitamins? Why is the medical paradigm, why do they feel they need to control the amount of nutrients that we put into our body? What could that be about?
They lie and say that studies show vitamins and minerals aren't good for you. Please. That's like saying studies show oxygen isn't good for you.
Exactly. But by definition, a vitamin is a substance that if you don't have it, you suffer a disease. That's the definition of a vitamin.
It's like scurvy.
Exactly. Or beriberi. If you don't have, the definition of a vitamin is a substance that if you don't have, you get a
disease. What's the one with iodine with the big
goiter?
Yeah.
Yeah, iodine is another.
In fact, Richard Reeves had some questions. We'll have to ask those tonight. I'll also want to get into the issue of minerals on the show tonight.
Okay.
7 o'clock Central. Great job to the crew. Great job to Aaron. And great job, Aaron, following what Ben Fuchs talked about, pharmacist Ben, and what you've done. InfoWarsTeam.com, ladies and gentlemen. And your purchase also supports the InfoWar and supports your body. We can have a revolution just on this front, exposing this corrupt medical system. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Back tonight, 7 o'clock.